The Environmental Protection Agency may reclassify air quality in the Denver metro area and along the Front Range from serious to severe non-attainment of the Clean Air Act standards due to high ozone levels. The proposed reclassifications would require Colorado to tighten up air quality measures across the Front Range. An EPA press release indicates under the severe reclassification, these requirements would include the use of reformulated gasoline in summer months and a reduction of the threshold requiring control measures on emission sources. Cars, power plants, and other sources form pollutants that create smog. It generally reaches high and healthy levels on sunny days, but can still be harmful in colder months. The EPA has also proposed updating the standards outlined in the Clean Air Act, as well as a federal plan, to cut pollution at the industrial level. At the state level, a bill to overhaul air quality protection and encourage a shift toward clean energy transportation is currently before the legislature. On Monday, the legislature passed bills to save Coloradans money on tuition and behavioral health. KGNU's Kiara Damari has more.
The Colorado legislature passed a bill on Monday to save Coloradans money on tuition and behavioral health. The bill, HB22-115, was voted in favor 41-19 on Tuesday and will expand in-state tuition to more Colorado students and families. Originally, a student would have to live in Colorado for 3 years before qualifying for in-state tuition. With the new bill, students have to graduate from a Colorado high school and live here for 1 year to qualify. HB22-1278 was also passed and will improve Coloradans' access to behavioral health services and save Coloradans money. The bill is designed to streamline behavioral health care access through the Behavioral Health Administration. For KGNU, I'm Kiara Damari.
Congressman Neguse unveiled a legislative package to prevent mass shootings, expand worker safety, and increase mental health support 1 year after the King Soopers tragedy. KGNU's Nicole Rubin has more.
Representative Joe Neguse announced on Tuesday an approach to preventing and recovering from mass shooting events this week. The trio of bills will be introduced in Congress following the first anniversary of the fatal King Soopers shooting that took 10 lives. The bills will expand worker safety, precautionary security measures in the workplace, and provide trauma and mental health support as a result of mass shootings. Neguse hopes to strengthen security measures and safety protocols to aid in reducing threats of gun violence in these public places. Neguse stated that the most effective way to combat gun violence is requiring stricter gun control. In November, he introduced legislation in the House hoping to prohibit people convicted of violent crimes from purchasing firearms for several years. But these measures have yet to pass. He told the Denver Post, gun violence prevention legislation has to be the primary goal, but if there are common sense steps that we can take today to better protect our communities, then we ought to provide resources for these cities and counties and these establishments that would like to take these steps. For KGNU, I'm Nicole Rubin.
The Engaging Local Government Leaders, the ELGL, has named Colorado Chautauqua Park one of the best pieces of historical government land in the U.S. KGNU's Nicole Rubin has more.
The Engaging Local Government Leaders, the ELGL, has named Colorado Chautauqua Park one of the best pieces of historical government land in the United States. The ELGL annually recognizes local government locations and focused this year on historical and cultural sites. Allie Rhodes, City of Boulder's Parks Assistant City Manager, nominated Chautauqua. She explained Chautauqua is a place for the community where people listen to music in the auditorium, have fun in the park, vacation in historic cottages, enjoy scenic views, and hike on incredible trails. The City of Boulder's park staff said they felt an overwhelming support from the community and thanked citizens for being wonderful partners to the Parks and Recreation Department and exhibited appreciation for the amazing place. For KGNU, I'm Nicole Rubin.
According to a press release from Wild Earth Guardians, over a dozen groups within the Rio Grande Basin sent a letter yesterday to the Douglas County Commission urging them to reject a proposed water export project. The project, proposed by Renewable Water Resources, hopes to build a pipeline to export pumped groundwater from the San Luis Valley to the Colorado Front Range. Currently, Douglas County is the only proposed purchaser of the water. Across the San Luis Valley in Colorado, various groups oppose the pipeline, citing potential negative effects. For example, with climate change, there are already changes in water levels. Groups opposing the pipeline warn that retaining water from the Rio Grande would be catastrophic for water users across Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, and Mexico. They also claim that more water is promised to communities than what is actually available. There have been other attempts to transport water out of the San Luis Valley since the 1980s, but the Colorado courts rejected similar projects. The Boulder County Rec Center is hosting a job fair today from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. According to their website, the Rec Center is looking for more than 300 positions. At least 100 of those will be for lifeguards. As reported by Bloomberg, there has been an ongoing national lifeguard shortage. At present, according to Megan Lohman, Senior Manager of Recreation and Facilities, the department currently has 65 lifeguards, but the demand always increases with summer. For example, the Scott Carpenter Pool, which boasts a newly renovated leisure pool, lazy river, and more, needs 12 lifeguards every shift. A continued lack of staff might mean summer closures and reduction of services. More information about the job fair can be found at the Rec Center's website. Today in Boulder, it's going to be cloudy and in the 30s with a high of 43 degrees. The wind is expected to peak from noon to 1 p.m. Outside the Boulder studio, the weather is currently 16 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Hannah Stewart.